Hello again, everyone. David Creel, world's best double eagle coach, with my friend from the great Northwest, Jason. How are you today, Jason?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day. Nice and sunny outside. So beautiful day.
Okay. Well, can't complain about that. So that's all right. We'll just get right into it. So how can I best help you today?
I was thinking about that before the call would be a good question to explore. And I think I'm at a little bit of a tipping point, a transition, because I've been growing up in this coaching community where it's all been about find your niche and then really narrow it down. And that person is usually you 5-6 years ago. And there's some comfort in that. There's some truth to that. I find myself in broader conversations that feel very comfortable in terms of my past has to deal with coming out of a really difficult time with a divorce and loss of my career, 25-year career and finances, and just almost being homeless for a while, just right on that verge. And I realized that person, the coach, is not somebody, while it is got some merit, it's not somebody that's really going to necessarily sustain a business either. So one camp is telling me to really niche down and find that niche, and you got to commit to that. And then there's other programs and thought leaders that say, no, just get out there and coach and just coach and show up and ask great questions and do it that way. And when I think about the broader things I like to talk about in conversations I get in around leadership and management and business, I feel equally charged and I feel in flow in those conversations. So I'm pondering if I should do that.
If you should do what?
If I should go one way or the other, essentially. I feel like I'm on the fence, whether if I should be dealing more with people that are in a big transition in their life, or if it should be open up, just really kind of whatever the day demands sort of thing. With a caveat that I'm helping leaders, I'm helping entrepreneurs, people in business, but also people transitioning from one place in life to another.
Who would you like to help?
Well, I feel comfortable at both. I feel I've walked a pretty good walk out of a really dark time. And I feel like I can hold space for people and really listen and give them the ability to look inside themselves when their mind's just kind of swirling and their heart's tied in a knot. And I also feel good with my experience that I've had in the fire service is how to manage a crisis, how to manage people, how to manage programs. And I find myself in those conversations, I feel very comfortable. So I like both realms. I just had two conversations yesterday, both one direction on one topic I just mentioned, the other one on the other. And I felt equally charged, equally comfortable, equally able to help both.
So why don't you help both?
I can help both. The question is, how do I market that? And I don't mean marketing necessarily in the sense of how do I put money down on one direction or the others? How to speak that? Cause I've been under one program, it's been pitching and talking about finding your niche. And then all your speak is related to that. All your type, all of your elevator pitches are geared towards that, is how to message without being too muddy. I don't have the experience to know how much that's just being uncertain and coming across like you're jack of all trade and master of none sort of thing.
Yeah, but you're not a jack of all trades. You're a jack of two trades. It's not like you're trying to master 75 things. You're trying to master two. So, I mean, maybe test. Spend a month trying to get your message dialed in for group A that are, you know, kind of the down and out people that are kind of struggling. And still have the other one where you can still have that availability as well, but give it a month or give it 90 days and really dial that in.
Mm-hmm.
And then spend the next month or the same period of time dialing in the other one. Then you have two. Turn on one faucet, turn on the other faucet. Turn on one faucet, turn on one faucet. Or maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is the down and out people, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday is the leadership people.
Yeah. How does that work with messaging, like on a website or a Facebook page, or how does that work on, on messaging on those kind of platforms when you want to have a type, text or a message put out there. I can teach. That's not the term I want to use. I can coach to both groups. Yeah, I could explore doing that. I could explore what that's like to have both messages. I've been, again, in that thought process that it's got to be this or the other, this or nothing else, this or something else, but you can't blend it. You got to be specific and then even niche down. But I just don't feel comfortable doing that. I don't feel like that's where I need to be right now. I'm going to need to head in a direction and kind of find out where that audience is, that client is, through conversations. Because I think niching it down right now is that person that really can't, is not in that place really to afford coaching. And while that's something I don't mind doing pro bono or as something that's a good thing to do, I'm also looking at how a business survives, how I keep going as a business so I can give back and do that kind of coaching to people that need it, that aren't able to afford it. So yeah, I can explore doing that. I can explore doing that.
If you had to pick one right now, which one would you pick?
Honestly, I get more charged when I talk to people about business and leadership, more leadership and program management, managing people and leading people.
Go with that. The good thing is you can, like, you know, like I heard a story of some guy who was going to, he was going to go to Japan or somewhere to be with his girlfriend or fiance or something. And like, as they're leaving, as she's already there or something, and he's going to fly over there, and he gets a text message, email, and she basically breaks up with him, and she's not there. And he's already going, he's already got his plane tickets. And then he told one of his friends while he was at the airport, and his friend said, "You can always come back tomorrow. You've already paid the ticket. Just go." Just because you niche down, and there's pros and cons to niching down or niche, however you say it. But say you try it out. Try it out for a month. See what happens. And if it's like, this is what I really like to do. Okay, no problem. You just put it on the back burner. It's not like you're getting rid of it forever. But it could be, maybe you create a resource that you can give to the people that are kind of down and out and don't really, maybe in the not really the financial state or the mental state to accept what you're going to tell them or coach them through, because they may not be in the right mental space. But if you created like a resource, like a PDF or like a book list, like, if you're struggling with this, these are the books I recommend. They've helped me. If you're struggling with this, these are the books I recommend. They help me. So maybe you can still help them, but you give them a resource to kind of, a resource to kind of where they kind of pull themselves out of their, not pull themselves, but this book right here, this chapter is exactly what you need.
Yeah.
So you can still help them, and then you focus on your business people, or leadership people, however you want to do that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You could probably do that. And by the end of the day, you could probably have that done.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. I like that. I like that because I'm building my website and it would be a good thing to offer, have that kind of resource on there that's giving us some guided direction. Because at that time, I never read as much as I had read in my life.
Sure.
And to give people the power to read, to saturate their minds with some better thoughts and realizations that other people have been in that position before when you think you're on your own island. That's a good idea. I could do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then with your, like you said, with your business, let's say business leadership, let's say that's the same group of people. It's what problem do you solve and how do you help them? You can't be the hero. They got to be the hero. You just got to be the guide to show them. Like, think like, have you ever seen The Hunger Games?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of people say Star Wars. I've never seen 1 second of Star Wars, so I don't have a clue about that. But I've seen Hunger Games. You know, Katniss is the hero.
Mm-hmm.
But Katniss can't become Katniss until she meets Haymitch, which is Woody Harrelson. And he shows her the path forward. He's not the hero. He's the guide for the hero. And that's how you need to be for the business people.
Yeah.
You can't be two heroes. There's only one Avengers. So you've got to show them the path where they can be the hero.
Right. True. Yeah. Yeah. I think, I could do that. That sounds good. That feels right.
Okay. So let me ask you this.
Okay.
What's the smallest possible step you can take to get the ball rolling? In either one, either the free resource or the kind of getting your niche, your niche more defined, what's the smallest possible step you can take?
I've got a file on my business, on my coaching philosophy, my manifesto. I can easily... lack of a better word, divide that up between the two thoughts. Because some of it is already got a blend of it. Some of it is purely for somebody, giving them the resources to get themselves out of a bad situation. How to build resilience, for example, and what that really looks like when you feel like everything's kind of crumbling around you. So I just have to pull some of that apart and segregate it a little bit. So I could do that.
Awesome.
Yeah. And clean up my messaging. So it's, clean up my messaging along with that.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Go make it happen.
Yeah. I could do that.
Okay. So I think we're there. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, David.
All right.